one of Britain's most highly regarded classical musicians is playing a concert in Shrewsbury later this week. His name is John Lill. He's a pianist. And on Friday night, he'll be in concert at St. Chad's Church in Shrewsbury. John Lill is with us this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
On the programme this morning. A 50-year career. How did it all start?
Probably by now. It's a bit longer than that. but it's all I've ever remembered doing is playing the piano and giving concerts. So I suppose it's more natural than even learning to speak. I think I started when I was very young. I can't remember. But my parents said I was picking out melodies on a friend's beaten up upright piano down the road, about 3.5 or 4 years old, I believe. But I can't remember that far back.
Was it all you ever wanted to do?
Yeah, it was a sort of obsession which is still with me. And the yearning for getting perfection in music has always been, you know, by my side. It's something you can never quite get in this life, but at least you can approach it, and it gives you a great buzz when you do.
Is it difficult when you reach that level to find other people to learn from? I mean, by your teens, you're outstripping your teachers.
That's a very good question, actually. I was always pretty headstrong, and still am, pretty argumentative. I must have been very, very difficult pupil. And I didn't study for that long because of the pressure of concert work that got me away from college quite soon, sadly. But in the end, I think I wouldn't have taken any other part. I think the concert career has always been just my second nature, and I've always loved the challenge of walking on that stage and doing your very best every time.
You're very exposed, aren't you? There's just you and this extraordinary, huge, complicated instrument.
That's right. You can't cover it up. You can't blame anybody else. The buck stops with you. Although if you're doing a concerto with an orchestra, then, of course, the conductor and the orchestra can be partly blamed if things are not right. But if it's just a solo concert like this one in Shrewsbury, then, of course, it's entirely my responsibility.
400 years of keyboard music to choose from. How do you select a repertoire? What is your favourite? What are your favourites? And do you kind of like to break away from them?
So many questions in one.
Sorry.
All very good questions too, by the way. Well, first of all, we're very lucky as pianists because we've got a huge amount of music to choose from. I mean, if you're an oboe player and so forth, you've got very little choice, and some of that music is pretty poor anyway. But as pianists, we are spoilt because we really are players of a one-man band, which can be a great advantage in emergencies. Well, what do you say? It's like saying, what do you put out for a menu? You know, you can't please everyone all the time. You just try to give them a wide range. And if I can entertain and educate during each concert, I'm very happy. That's my sort of basic feeling of responsibility.
Do you feel any kind of obligation to introduce people to music they've maybe not heard before?
I do, yes. And I think rather than announce everything or at least put on the programme what you're going to do, it might be an idea to put in a piece which they may not have heard and perhaps not even advertise it until the concert itself, so they're not turned away by it. Then you can perhaps, hopefully, enlighten them as to how good some more recent music is. But I generally, when you mention about favourite composers, I generally stick to the accepted masters of piano music, which I think really form the enormous floor on which you walk. I mean, if I were forced to take a composer's music to a desert island, it would have to be Beethoven, I think, even though you've got Bach, you've got Mozart, you've got Brahms, you've got so many fantastic geniuses, and we're so lucky to enjoy the music of their dedication.
So why Beethoven?
Well, I think he was the greatest example of directness and sincerity without any rubbish in the way. There's nothing sort of pretentious about him. There's nothing sentimental. There's nothing artificial. He just goes for the jugular. He could sense reality. He could see. He could glimpse over the mountain, which we all admire, and see the other side in small patches. And that is a very, very rare gift. So, in other words, he was spiritually very gifted because, I mean, the man was, when he wrote his finest music, he was completely deaf. I mean, that to me is an impossibility unless there is great assistance from somewhere else. So that example, also the fact that he didn't give up when he became so deaf, he actually took fate by the throat and he became an even greater man. He was to have been a great pianist. As it happened, he became one of the world's supreme composers. So it's a great example, I think, to all people. It's not so much whether you receive hardship, it's the way you react to it.